here's a story from The World.
Spend some time on almost any American university campus, and you're likely to encounter lots of Chinese nationals. Chinese students comprise the largest number of international students in the U.S., but their numbers are dropping, and the rise in anti-Asian hate crimes may be fueling the trend. The World's Rebecca Kanther in Shanghai talked to some Chinese students about how recent events are changing the way they think about the United States and themselves.
Lily Zhao first heard about last week's shootings from news alerts on her phone. One of the spas that was targeted is just 10 minutes away from her apartment.
It's my first time to be so close to a hate crime.
Zhao is from northern China, and she's doing her PhD at a university in Atlanta. She asked not to use her real name or her school's name because she's worried about being identified by the Chinese government. She's been studying social media activism in the U.S. When she heard about the shootings, she felt she needed to be part of the conversation.
I felt it is urgent for me to do something just to voice out our concerns.
From the time her phone started buzzing, Zhao began gathering together other Chinese students to sign petitions, write articles, and post on WeChat, Twitter, and Instagram. She was worried about attending protests, though.
After I saw my friends participating in those protests, then I felt like, okay, maybe I can try to go to these places first and maybe observe for a moment and then be part of it as well.
Authorities are deliberating whether to call the mass shootings in Atlanta a hate crime. Most of the victims were of Korean or Chinese descent. But Zhao says it's clear to her.
This is discrimination. This is hate crime. We are not part of the mainstream society. Our image is marginalized from everyday conversations and also in media discourse as well.
Zhao says she's never felt unsafe or discriminated against, but remembers Americans shying away from her last year when she wore a mask in the early days of the pandemic, before they were recommended by the CDC. Zhao says she finds herself erasing her Chinese identity to keep herself safe.
Sometimes even I should prioritize my Asian identity before I say that I'm Chinese, out of the concern that they may have the xenophobic sentiment because of those anti-China rhetoric.
Between that anti-China rhetoric and the recent violence, families in China who are considering sending their children abroad are paying attention. Tess Robinson is a study abroad counselor in Shanghai.
They're scared now. They no longer believe that it can't happen to them. I mean, a lot of our families only have one child. And so they are very, very concerned.
Robinson says those families are losing confidence in America as a place where their children can be safe.
Whether or not they will continue to feel that way will be determined in part by what the American reaction is, that it's not just Asians and Asian organizations standing up and saying, stop the hate, but that everybody gather around them and, you know, demonstrate a solidarity so that they don't feel alone.
Norman Wu is a computer science student at Clark University in Massachusetts. During the pandemic, he's been living in Hangzhou and taking classes online while he waits for the travel restrictions to the U.S. to be lifted. He says he wanted to post on Chinese social media, but didn't know if other Chinese people would understand.
Should I, you know, to stand out for the so-called Asian Americans? Because, you know, I'm not American. So, yeah, I'm struggling with that.
Before he went to the U.S., Wu says he always thought of himself as Chinese. But after going to the U.S., he started to take on a new identity based on how others see him. It was awkward.
I would say in this process, you have to destroy your old identity. Like, you're no longer a Chinese, a Korean, a Vietnamese, but you are Asian. You have to be, because the racist wouldn't think you as a Chinese, a Korean, or any other thing. They just think you as an Asian.
He says taking on this Asian identity makes him feel helpless, but also powerfully connected to others in a fight against systemic discrimination.
We can connect with other community, like the Black community, the Latin community. Yeah, I think we can unite together.
Wu says he can't wait to go back to school in the U.S.
I don't want to be a silent student or the no-name Chinese students anymore, because if no one stands up, speak up, then all of us just get hurt.
He says he wants to be part of the voices calling for a change. For the World, I'm Rebecca Kanther in Shanghai.
From PRX.